Another hour passed, and a few more people entered the bar. Everyone turned to look at an unfamiliar person who entered. The man was dressed in all black, and his hair was dark and slicked back. He took a seat at the bar.
"What can I get for you?"
Stephanie asked the stranger as she walked to where he sat. The man looked at her and grinned.
"I think I would like to have..."
He glanced at the choices behind the bar.
"That one in the black bottle. That looks like a winner."
The man's voice was chipper and raspy, while his eyes were unnerving and dark, almost black. As Stephanie poured a shot for the stranger, Ned drunkenly rushed over and sat beside the man.
"Buddy, you don't look to be from around here. Why are you here?"
Ned's words worried Stephanie. The last thing she wanted was trouble. Ned was in the right mood, not to mention drunk enough to want to start shit with someone.
"Ned, I know it's a horrible day for you, but I can't have you being a drunk asshole to the customers,"
Stephanie snapped.
Checking for consciousness. Tap on the shoulder and ask, "Are you okay?" Speak clearly and loudly. Use the person's name if you know it. Never shake an infant. If there is no answer or reaction, have someone call 911 immediately. Also, call 911 immediately if you witness a sudden collapse of a child or infant. Care for the person first by giving 2 minutes of care before calling 911. If a child, 12 years or younger, is unconscious but did not collapse, or with a person who was drowning. Opening the airways. An unconscious person may be breathing. Never give CPR to a breathing person, even if they are unconscious. First, open the airways to allow air to move freely. Use the head tilt chin lift technique to open the airways to see if there's any sign of breathing. This technique moves the tongue from the throat, allowing air to move freely to the lungs.
At some point, I suppose we got lost in our endeavors, so it was a little surprising when one of our brethren told us to shut up and pay attention as the first video was airing. It only took one glance, and we would be silent for the next 3 minutes. Tonight, I want to give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I want to do. And tonight, I want to lay it at your feet. 'Cause girl, I was made for you. And girl, you were made for me. Da 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 boom! Gene spun around, aggressive yet graceful, a larger-than-life demon ready for war, bright eyes looking directly into the camera. Ace rocked back and forth with his light-infused Gibson Les Paul, open mouth, emanating charisma. Peter sat back offering a steady beat, oozing in coolness and bravado.
Information that you should know. If you want to be healthy all the time, you have to eat a balanced diet that has plenty of macro and micronutrients. Inadequate or imbalanced consumption of macronutrients or micronutrients might have negative health consequences because each nutrient supports different physiological activities in its particular way. The five dietary categories, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean meats, and healthy fats, must be present in a well-rounded diet. People can guarantee that they get all the vitamins, minerals, macronutrients, and micronutrients they need for peak health and energy by eating a varied diet.
March 13, 1997, Phoenix, Arizona. The bustling city of Phoenix is nestled beneath a vast desert sky. Its streets are bright and hum with urban life. It was a night like any other in this modern city, but what would transpire over the next few hours would etch an unforgettable mark in the annals of UFO history. As twilight turned to darkness, an eerie hush settled over the cityscape. Out of the dark expanse, an array of lights appeared in the sky, forming a distinct V-shape against the stars. The formation was massive, stretching over a mile wide, and it moved with a calculated precision that defied any scientific explanation. Tim Lay and his wife Bobby, who had been out in their backyard, watched in awe as the strange formation passed overhead.
When I arrived in Germany in Company A of the 385th MP Battalion, the first senior partner I was assigned to work with was an SP4 who carried the nickname Chicken Man after the popular Armed Forces radio program. I don't remember his real name. Every morning at 6 a.m., the Armed Forces radio would play the national anthem. Someone would always key their mic and broadcast it over the MP radio. I did that many times myself. Of course, the desk sergeant would always scold us over the radio.
"Knock off the unauthorized radio traffic."
The next thing the radio would play was an episode of Chicken Man. It always started with, "Bark, bark, bark, bark!
Chicken Man, the greatest crime fighter the world has ever known."
Of course, someone would always broadcast that introduction over the MP radio as well, garnering the same response from the desk sergeant.
I worked my first several shifts with Chicken Man, and he taught me a lot. He was a great MP, and took the job very seriously.